what's up? Glad you could make it. Oh, for real, been a while since we all hang out together. What? No way. You remembered? Aw, thanks. You can just put it by the kitchen and I'll get to it eventually. Have you heard from the others? Oh, alright. Anyways, you go ahead and join the rest. I'll be with you guys in a bit. Just gotta go grab something real quick. Yeah, I'll be quick. Don't you worry about it, okay? Fuck. Oh shit! Hey, you... Didn't see you there. You... grabbing some fresh air too? Yeah? Alright. Pretty out tonight, isn't it? Nice weather and all. Cool. I dig that. Not much of a talker, huh? To each their own. Keep your secrets. So, I'm not gonna try and beat around the bush here. You good? Oh, well, of course, you aren't, judging from the tears. Sorry, please don't cry. I can't really do that. It'd be a shitty move for a host to not make sure everyone's enjoying themselves. Not to intrude or anything, but... Mind if I sit next to you? Oh, so you can talk. I wouldn't worry about them. I'm sure they're all enjoying themselves. I doubt they'd notice two people missing. The others are still making their way here. We have plenty of time to spare. The night's still young after all. Well, you know, probably the same reason you're out here. To get away from it all. Ever heard of the saying, the people who smile the brightest are also the saddest? Yep, it is kind of a cheesy saying, but it's true. I guess you could call me an extrovert. Never really thought about it, though. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy everyone's company and I'm happy I held this party. The stress just kind of builds up and I need a breather. Just like how introverts need someone to lean on from time to time. Hey, I'm not that old, but yeah, for sure. Wisdom comes with age. Even though it sounds like I know what I'm talking about, I can never really shake those feelings away no matter what I say to myself. I don't know, I just find myself festering alone. Kinda eats at you. You end up feeling numb after a while. You ever felt that way? Yeah, sucks, doesn't it? You know what sucks even more? Being alone with your thoughts. 'Cause the most judgmental and meanest person you'll ever meet is yourself. That's why I'm staying right here, till you feel better, okay? Plus, I never really had the chance to talk to someone about this stuff. I may not be much help, but I think it'd do you some good. Like, ranting? I'm happy to lend an ear after bombarding you out of nowhere. We could even climb to the rooftop and shout our hearts out if it'd make you feel any better. Aw, fine. But the offer is always on the table. You don't have to tell me anything if you don't want to. We can just sit out here till we're both ready. It also gives me the chance to compose myself before a long night of partying. So, don't worry about it. You're doing me a favor. Well, let's see. What are you feeling right now? I may not be a therapist, but talking about it is way better than bottling it up. Yes. What? No way. Hey, you have no idea. I used to beat myself up about that all the time. One moment I'm smiling, then the next thing you know I'm spiraling. It's probably more common than we think. Well, you don't realize it, because no one ever really talks about their feelings seriously. It's either too uncomfortable, you're taught to suck it up, or you don't want to be a burden. But it's something people should talk about more often. It should be the norm. Actually, now that I think about it, we don't talk that much, do we? Other than our group setting, it's probably the first time I ever got to talk to you one-on-one. What? No, you're fine, you're just overthinking it. Hey, I'm like hella shy, I know. I can talk a lot or come off as friendly, but I worked my ass off. If you knew me, I was super gloomy back then. One day, I just wanted to make a change. I practiced smiling, I got some hobbies to be interesting, I even spent hours talking in front of a mirror. Not so much of becoming a normie, more like growing up. We can't keep going blaming the world for how shitty everything is. Sometimes, you gotta bite back. True, it's easier said than done, but we can't go on making excuses for everything. You make your own happiness, after all. We just need to take a step forward into making it happen, and along the way, we need to appreciate all the little things. Like making someone laugh, getting that A on a report, receiving a gift from someone, people making time to spend it with you, or even having a good heart-to-heart talk about our insecurities. I'd hate to cut our conversation short, but it looks like everyone's here. I have an idea. Why don't you tag along with me the entire night? It'll be fun. Oh, please. Don't think that. Come on, I want to get to know you more. So, what'd you say? Want to take a step forward? Sweet, here. Hold my hand. I don't want you escaping just to be sad in some corner. That's better. Ready? All right, let's go.